AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Political history is made today as Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden picks Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate. More from our Sagar Magani.
For the first time, a major party's ticket has a black woman. Biden has tabbed California Senator Kamala Harris to run with him, calling her one of the nation's finest public servants. Harris tweets she's honored and that Biden can unify the American people. Former President Obama is among those hailing the choice, saying Biden, his former vice president, nailed the decision. President Trump quickly tweeted a campaign ad dismissing Harris as a phony, and one that said the Democratic ticket jointly embraces the radical left. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Harris has tweeted she's honored to join Biden on the ticket, but President Trump also had something to say about the opposing team.
One of the reasons that surprised me, she was probably nastier than even Pocahontas.
Primary elections are underway in a half dozen states. In Connecticut, a Republican congressional candidate, Thomas Gilmer, abruptly ended his campaign. He was arrested on a domestic violence charge. He was competing against a Connecticut Army National Guard Lieutenant Colonel for the November election. The Democratic incumbent is favored to win. In Colorado, the Attorney General's announced a civil rights investigation into the Aurora Police Department. That's where officers used a chokehold on 23-year-old Elijah McClain, which led to his death last year. A new police reform law passed after George Floyd's death sparked this civil rights review. Two college football conferences, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, won't be on the field this season. They've decided to sit it out because of the virus. University of Oregon President Michael Schill.
Students whose dream it was to play this year, and that dream, at least in the fall, is not going to happen.
This is AP News. Seattle's police chief says she's stepping down after the city council approved reducing the department by as many as 100 officers.
Seattle City Council has approved reducing the police department through layoffs and attrition, cutting about $4 million of the department's $400 million budget this year. On the same day, Seattle's first black police chief, Carmen Best, said that she'll retire from the department effective September 2nd. In an email to police, Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin says she regrets that Best concluded the best way to serve the city was a change in leadership. I'm Jennifer King.
A federal appeals court in Washington appears inclined to let a judge decide on his own whether to grant the Justice Department request to dismiss the criminal case against Michael Flynn. The court heard nearly 4 hours of arguments today. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.